Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. It's only
terrible. If your goal was to inspire a feeling of despair, then bravo!
What day is it today?
It's World Social Media Day.
Social media?
Social media.
What? I didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
I did post it on social media.
Facebook, Friendster, Twitter, Tinder.
Instagram.
TikTok. It's like I'm the only person in the house who gets social media.
Happy World Social Media Day.
Oh, it's time!
It's showtime!
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday. Social media day, huh?
I know.
Oh, man.
Like it needs a day.
I know. Every day, unfortunately, social media day. I battle with it all the time. I regularly come to the conclusion that my life would be better without it. But I have hundreds of people that depend on me for high-quality entertainment on there, so I just can't cut it out. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Very well.
Good.
Excited.
Celebrated World Social Media Day by deleting Facebook and Instagram off my phone yesterday.
Did you really?
Really?
I mean, I didn't realize that today was going to be World Social Media Day, but I just about had it.
Really?
I mean, they're going to go back on my phone in a couple days, but it's just one of those things.
It's gotten that bad, huh?
It has gotten that bad with just the level of nastiness. I just needed to take a break for a couple days.
Was there something that set you over the edge? And you don't even have to say what it is. I would imagine it's a controversial topic. But was it one thing where you were just like, that's it?
It's a bunch of... There was someone who posted a couple days ago and said, if you're still wearing a mask, you're an idiot. And I thought it was a joke, and then I read the comments, and I was like, wow, okay, no, this is real life. And then, lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think yesterday after we talked about how all these advertisers are not advertising on Facebook in the month of July until Facebook cracks down on hate speech, I was like, yeah. You know what?
I'm with Coca-Cola on this one.
I'm not gonna do it. And I've gone stretches where I have not used social media, and it's funny. Facebook will start emailing you.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Where'd you go?
Really?
It starts emailing you with comments that people... It's like, you need to see this.
Yeah.
So-and-so posted something, and you think it's related to you, but it's not. It's like... It almost looks like you were tagged in something. Someone mentioned you.
Yep.
And you click, and it's just like their status update. But Facebook has an algorithm, and it knows if you have not been on Facebook for like 5 days, and it'll start shooting you emails so that you go back.
I went 6 weeks without it one time, and Zuckerberg called my house. I mean, alarmed.
That's because you're Tim Convy, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I would get the same treatment.
I was like, MZ, I just need to step away, buddy. Everything's going to be fine.
He's like, but TC, we need you. We need you. We need you to TCB on FB.
Yep. And in the end of the day, he was right. I got back on there. Everything's been fine. There's been ups and downs. It is Tuesday. Great great. I was going to say grand and great.
Yeah.
It's both. This it show is. Today, both great and grand. Don't you worry about that. Entertainment schmick. Foodstuffs.
Yeah.
Sports chatter, which, man, Lance, I got some questions for you, but I'll hang on.
Uh-oh.
And then what else do we do on Tuesdays? Misconnections.
Misconnections?
Oh, yeah.
And then you heard at the beginning of the show a little Drew Scott from yesterday, so I've put together some people that usually aren't known for their singing and see how well you guys know if there's, you know, if you can guess their singing style.
It can't cause the anger that one
no.
did. Drew Scott doing that song.
I don't think it will.
Still not known for his singing.
I don't think it will. Yeah. No.
Okay, hopefully there's some feel-good moments in there. It's going to be a good one, so thanks for joining us. Stick with us for sure. Let's take a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. A flash flood watch is in effect for the metro area through tomorrow morning. Haven't seen one of those in a little bit. Cloudy and breezy today with showers and thunderstorms, possibly heavy at times, with a high of 87. More showers and thunderstorms tonight. It'll get down to 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny. The chance for scattered showers, high of 90. Right now, 73 in St. Louis.
Lance Hildebrand now.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
As we look at this date in history, June 30th, I'll give you guys a choice. We can either talk about a very big divorce or a very big book that came out on this day. What would you like to start with?
Divorce, please.
All right. Yep. Huge divorce happened back in 2006. Here's a little hint from a show they used to do together. And I will love you
until forever. Yeah. Until then, Nick and Jessica.
Nick and Jessica, that's right. 14 years ago, Jessica Simpson divorced Nick Lachey after nearly 4 years together.
Wow.
Chicken of the sea.
Yeah. Chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
That show was a real phenomenon.
Oh, I couldn't get enough of it. And it was one of those things where you realized, I think, before they did that that marriage wasn't going to last. He was kind of a saint for putting up with a lot of her stuff. I mean, maybe they played it up for the camera, but holy moly.
What a weird time in reality TV, too, that is them and all that. They have very respectful things to say about each other now, which I appreciate. Like, I know Jessica Simpson just came out with that book, which I didn't read, but I read an article about it, and it's interesting how they talk about each other. In most cases, you see people taking jabs or whatever, especially them being not that far removed from it, and very young when they got married and everything else, but they seem very peaceful.
That's right. And Jessica went on to marry Eric Johnson in 2014. And then Nick went on to marry Vanessa Minnillo in 2011.
Yeah, and then Nick went on to be the host of Love is Blind on Netflix. And Jessica Simpson went on to be a fashion billionaire.
Yeah.
Is she really a billionaire?
Yeah.
She's
pretty close.
Her clothing line and her shoe line, I mean, she is worth... Hold on. Let me see how much money she's worth, because it's a lot. Net worth. Hold on.
Yeah,
if it's not a billion... Oh, yeah, it's not a billion.
Yeah. Gotta remind you, there are about 2,000 billionaires in the United States. That is not very many.
Okay, 200 million.
Yeah, that's...
Still very nice.
It's nice.
I remember it being way more than I thought it would be, but apparently that standard has changed in my mind.
Yeah.
So that happened 14 years ago on this date, and then 84 years ago, a huge book came out, still controversial today, but considered by Americans the second most popular book in America next to the Bible.
How many years ago?
84 years ago.
So it would have been 1936, can I guess?
Yes.
Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's right. Gone with the Wind came out, Margaret Mitchell's classic novel. It was $3 at the time, which was a huge amount to pay during the Great Depression, but quickly became a huge bestseller. Then the movie even propelled it even greater. It's been the subject of tons of classes, tons of controversy. Still read today, still discussed today. Several sequels. I know Scarlet came out several years ago that became the miniseries with Timothy Dalton.
I've never seen it.
And then there was another one called, I believe, Rhett Butler's People, which was the perspective from Rhett's view. All written by different authors, not by Margaret herself. But yeah.
I've never seen the original. I've never seen Gone with the Wind.
Me either.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
But don't, Lance, I didn't don't know. Really me. You've held the brand in so many movies. What's that?
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane.
Ever seen part it? Of it, maybe?
I've seen Citizen Kane. I've not seen Gone with the Wind. I didn't know it was a book until right now.
What?
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big deal. I mean, it was. I can remember the stories behind it, especially like when they celebrated the 75 years of it, because Turner Classic Movies got the rights to it, and they went back and they talked about the big casting for the film, like it was going to be a huge deal, and then the film became a huge deal. One of the more biggest money makers in movie history.
Yeah.
And all the.
So in conclusion, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey got divorced. On
right.
This day in history.
A whole lot of info about Gone with the Wind.
No, that's good stuff, guys. I appreciate it. Hey, we chose the order. We could have said the other way.
I think you chose correctly.
No, we didn't. We could have gone with the book and cleaned it up with a little Nick and Jessica.
I think Clark Gable said it best.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We played tennis. Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we do care about, though, is traffic, and in a few minutes, Lance is going to give us the lowdown on traffic yesterday afternoon. Well, what do the roads look like now?
Nice. That was an interesting rush hour yesterday. A couple problems on the Illinois side now. We've got problems with the traffic lights. Greenmount Road at Highway 15, traffic lights are on flash.
Lizzo feeling good as hell on Y98. She's feeling great right now because she just started a new vegan diet, and she said she feels very lit. She on TikTok posted her what she's eating like a typical day, and she has some. She said she used to eat Cheetos, but they're bad for her acid reflux, so now she has a vegan Cheeto alternative that she dips in hummus. Bada boom, bada snack.
Okay, Lizzo.
I know.
Get it, girl. That's what I say. Lance, we got to talk about this police chase yesterday. It was around...
Which one?
Seriously? The one that went from DuPont, Illinois to Union, Missouri. That lasted about an hour.
That was the headline grabber. 90 minutes for that one, but that was not the only one in the afternoon. The afternoon featured two police chases and an overturned...
tractor trailer.
Well, no, there was a third incident. It was an armored truck. There was an armored truck that turned over too. That was yesterday afternoon. It was a busy afternoon. I mean, that rush hour till about 5:15 was chaotic.
Man, you earned your money yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It certainly grabbed your attention, and man, it kept your focus too. Because the big chase that Tim's talking about, that one started in Monroe County, over in DuPont, and by the time they finished up, almost 90 minutes later, they had gone out of Illinois to the southeast of the metro area on 255 across the JB Bridge, north on 55 into South County, South City, through downtown, out onto westbound 70, north on 170, west on 270, continued south on 270, 44 westbound to Highway 50, and finally ended up in Union right there by the East Central College campus. So yeah, that took about 90 minutes.
It was wild. I watched, I guess, most of it. If it was 90 minutes all the way up until the end, and it was crazy, and I've not been able to find what the deal was. We know that it started with just the cops pulled him over didn't pull over, kept going, but I've not found the actual story. There was a passenger, because the cops were being very cautious. There were multiple times where you're like, oh, they probably could have, you know, cut him off or bumped him over, but we learned there was a passenger in the car that they thought may have been there against her will. So I was like, couldn't wait to get the whole story, and I haven't been able to find anything online about what exactly happened.
Yeah, but, you know, as that that chase was progressing, they were talking about that if you watched it on television, at the end, there was a woman who got out of the car, and they said, I guess she was communicating via phone. They said that she was pleading with the driver to pull over, but he just wouldn't do it.
That makes sense, because when she got out, she just kind of, you know, looked how I would look after that situation, yeah, just sort of collapsed on the curb, and then they went and apprehended the guy who, like, tried to run. But, man, I mean, they put down the spike strips. It was, I mean, watching those things are cool, and thank God nobody got hurt. But they
a bunch of times they put those out.
Yeah, and then that car just kept on going. I mean, it completely lost the tire and was going on metal, and it just kept on going.
Yeah, I mean, that there were, you know, they put out the spike strips that I saw, I don't know, at least four times that I saw, and there were probably more times than that, and sometimes the car was able to miss them, and sometimes hit them, and dragged them along, yep. And those tires, I don't know what kind of tires those were, but I'm kind of curious to take a look and see, because, man, for a long time, those tires stayed good enough to keep them going.
Right. No, that's a good endorsement for them, especially if you're a criminal. You should look into what those were. But yeah, luckily no one got hurt. I'm dying to see what the story was. But man, the cops did a great job. I mean, they were in control the whole time. It was like, what does this guy think is going to happen here? You know, he had the whole force behind him. Okay.
And George, yeah, apparently. Oh,
George, and George makes a good point about the cops, but and I watched on Fox 2, and they did a great job covering it, man. It was some good stuff. So yeah, we'll have to keep an eye out and see if this morning reveals any other news as to what happened, because it was the most exciting part of my day yesterday.
Yeah. Well, imagine if you'd been around when that armored truck turned over. I don't think it was carrying any money, though.
Was that was just a like an accident, I assume?
Yeah, it was a separate incident. Yeah, that was down to the south, down toward Ozora, down along 55 down to the south.
Ozora?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
That's the first I've heard of Ozora.
It's a mythical land.
I'm dumping Jen Myers today, yeah. Like crazy.
A wizard is their mayor, which is weird. But it's a good spot. Traffic can be fun. That's the bottom line here. And now, yeah. Lance Hildebrand, diving deeper.
Yeah. It was certainly...
Y98, getting you up and moving with a little Lady Gaga on the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
I went to the gym yesterday. For the first time.
Ooh. Yeah. How was it?
For the first time in several months. It was fine. I felt
good.
You don't
look it. You don't look it, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's not what my trainer told me. very specifically. Yeah, it was good. So it's a smaller gym. I've talked about it before. My buddy Jason is a trainer and is kind enough to take me on there every now and then. And it had been, I don't know, 3 months. And so there's not many people in there at all. I mean, there was a total of maybe three other people in the gym, so it's not like going to one of, you know, it wasn't that experience, but it was good. You just felt weird. I mean, there are moments, you know, as I think we see with a lot of these things, where you forget the virus and everything else, yeah. And you're just back to your normal mm-hmm. thing, and then you're like, what's this? Oh, yeah, I have a mask in my pocket, or I have a mask on my face, or whatever it is. And but it was good. I mean, more than anything, it was just like lifting weights for the first time in 3 months was a painful experience. And I woke up today. I mean, my legs hurt so bad.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it felt good to do that and get back there. And same thing, you know, I talked about this getting my haircut over the weekend as well. Catching up with people, seeing people that you used to mm-hmm. see on a regular basis, and now months go by, and that's an interesting experience. And remember to listen first before you start unloading all your problems, because you might feel dumb. Keep that in mind.
Right. That's right. You were talking about all your things and.
Yeah, I didn't play it the right way. But yeah, I'm in pain. Other than that, good. And I will go back tomorrow. And then I did a Zoom wedding over the weekend.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yeah, I got married. No, it was the love interest friends up in Chicago. So we were supposed to be there, but couldn't. And they're like, we're still getting married, and here's a link. And we didn't know, so like, we got dressed up and stuff because I didn't know if it was going to be an interactive thing. All it was like two cameras in the back of the church.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So there was a group though there with the bride and groom, or
there was, yeah, I mean, really just the wedding party, you know,
yeah,
and their parents, mm-hmm, parents, I guess. And
yeah,
I've got to tell you, it was boring. it looked just like a wedding.
Yeah,
it was boring. Nice things were that you could, you know, you didn't have to like save your notes, your commentary on the people for like after the mass. You could just right there be like, I can't believe he, that guy got fat, you know, like. Haven't seen him, you know, that type of stuff. Or like, you know, she knew the people I didn't, so to fill me in on all that, I didn't have to wait. It was like right there.
Yeah.
Also, you know, she's drinking wine during this thing. You can't do that in the thing. So that was good. But yeah, pretty boring altogether. But also, I mean, it's a tough thing, and you got to do what you got to do making the decision. Some people are putting the weddings back. Some people are just having them, you know. They're going down, the bridal party or the wedding party is going down the aisle and not accompanying each other. So it would be
there's like a 6 feet distance.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It would be like, groomsmen. That whole
that's
thing.
Interesting.
What do you call it? What's the opposite of a groomsman?
Groomsman. Bridesman.
Bridesman. Yeah. Thank you. Groomsman. Then a bridesmaid. It was weird. And, you know, everybody's all dressed up to the nines and their tuxes and whatever else, and then just a mask on. And so it's weird.
Oh,
and you got
yeah,
the photographer. It's the whole thing just without the audience, essentially, much like sports will be. So they're taking pictures and stuff, and it's like, what, is somebody going to hang that in their foyer? Like
right, with the mask?
My best man, Eddie. No, trust me, that's Eddie. He just has a camouflage mask on in his tuxedo.
Right. I saw that over the weekend with First Communions, too. There were like some kids, their First Communions had been delayed, so they finally got to do it, but it was only with their immediate family. They had all the kids up on the altar, and like some kids had masks and some didn't.
Oh, man.
Mm. So that's going to be a weird picture later on.
Yeah, that's a weird one, too. And the communion, I always remember the choice of having them put it right in your mouth or in your hands. And I don't know which one is better in this current environment. But it was, it was cool. I mean, you were happy for them. You got all those good wedding feelings. But also, like, this is so, so strange.
Yeah. But also, if you didn't want all those people at your wedding, like, now's the time to get married.
Well, I kept saying, yes. And you know who this is good for. Like, there are certain, you know.
There are certain people.
The people who, like, decided they shouldn't get married anyway, this is great for. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, corona, but actually they're just like, yeah, we're not supposed to get married. Or, you know, we keep talking about these seniors in high school, and they're not, they don't get to, obviously the senior year they don't get to do, and then going away to college, that experience, and you know, it's August and it's time to move. They don't get that. You know who it's great for? The kids who weren't going to college anyway, or were, like,
yeah,
going to take a couple years and figure it out. They're like, you know, corona, I'm probably just hanging in town with my folks.
Right.
They love it. So there's a silver lining to this.
There really is.
Also, my legs hurt.
Entertainment Schmig is up in just a minute. Adele's Secret Man. Ooh, is she having a corona wedding? I'll give you the details in the next 6 minutes.
You won't do the same. You wouldn't do the same. Ooh.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. We'll get to one big New York City tourist attraction that is closed for the rest of the year, and then another event happening in New York that looks like it's a go at the end of the summer. But first, let's talk about Adele and her love life. So back last fall, there were rumors that she and rapper Skepta were an item. They've been flirting back and forth on social media. Well, the picture that I told you about yesterday where she was like, had a couple drinks and was singing to her own concert on TV.
Mm-hmm.
some fans connected the dots. So the rapper Skepta said, "Finally got your Instagram password, LOL." And then she sent a winking emoji and a red heart emoji. And then somebody said, "Wait a minute, did you take the picture?" Because then you realize, like, somebody had to take that picture of Adele because it was pretty far back. So it looks like he was maybe with her while she was a little tipsy and taking those pictures. So people are excited. People are excited that she has love in her life. Okay, let's talk about the VMAs. Governor Cuomo yesterday said the VMAs will take place August 30th. And this
is he a spokesman now for MTV?
Cuomo, he's hosting.
Yeah, apparently. They're going to happen at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Maybe an audience, maybe not. And if there is an audience, it'll be pretty limited. But then they're also going to honor all five boroughs. So they're going to have VMA performances, it looks like, in each one of the five boroughs.
That's cool.
They're still working on everything. It's obviously in flux because a lot can change between now and the end of August. He said they're working with government officials and the medical community on how to safely hold the VMAs there. And health, number one priority.
And people's reaction? I didn't know the VMAs were still on.
Yeah.
it's a good time. Hasn't been the same
since
the Comedy Brothers haven't been in the credits, yeah. But
right,
you know.
But it's weird that this came out on the same day that it was announced Broadway will remain closed through the end of the year.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. I know. The Broadway League said all Broadway performances on hold for the next 6 months.
Ugh. How many shattered dreams. I mean, it's sad.
Ugh. We're talking 9 months that Broadway's been shut down. I mean, this is a real thing. Whenever there are still people who are like, it's just like the flu. Like, Broadway is still shut down and is shut down through the end of the year.
How many shows are going to be written during this time, this time?
Yeah. Right.
Lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, there's a show title right there.
Yep, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Lockdown. Cirque du Soleil has filed for bankruptcy during this time since there are no Cirque du Soleil performances.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And yesterday we...
Can you picture one of those quirky Cirque du Soleil characters handing in the bankruptcy paperwork?
And
it disappears and the clerk's like, all right.
And yesterday we had the news that Mulan has been pushed back yet again. And I think it's because then late yesterday we had the news that AMC theaters have delayed their reopening until the end of July. So I'm sure the movie theaters are in conversations with the, with Disney and all the other filmmakers. And with the news of that, that's probably one of the contributing reasons why Mulan is not opening.
Mm-hmm. So no MC theaters have been open anywhere in the United States?
I don't think so.
Man. Because others are, right? I mean, smaller chains are open.
Yeah. And we said yesterday, the top grossing movie theater in the entire country last weekend was a drive-in theater in Dearborn, Michigan. So drive-ins are having a day. They're having a moment for sure. Someone who's not having a moment, Dr. Dre. His wife, Nicole Young, has filed for divorce after 24 years of marriage. No prenup, guys. He's worth about $800 million.
Oh.
And I went back and... $800 million? Because they, she's a lawyer. She's, has her own career, but they married in 1996. So at that point, he had already been, with NWA. He had released his solo album. He had some money for sure.
But not that headphone money.
No, not that Beats money.
Not that Eminem money.
So then he went on to produce for a bunch of artists. And then teamed up with Jimmy Iovine and they did Beats by Dre and they sold it for $3 billion about 6 years ago.
And now whenever you see those headphones, the right ear will be hers.
<You're right. laughs> Maybe instead of labeled left right, it'll be his hers.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a lawyer and who knows, he may have suggested a prenup. She's no dummy.
A doctor and a lawyer, that's a power couple.
Yeah. It really is. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at Y98.
Where shall we start today? How about we start with some hockey? Phase 2 workouts continue, and another familiar face was in the place yesterday at the Centene Community Ice Center. Ryan O'Reilly working out with the Blues. Getting close.
Nice. How's the beard?
It looks good.
Good.
Looks pretty good.
Good. But God, what if they do it? What if this weird thing, this weird season, what if they pull it off, guys?
It'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
I saw the stats, though.
Yeah, the positive tests?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
Since small group workouts started 3 weeks ago, 26 NHL players have tested positive for coronavirus.
Out of what, like 250?
I can't remember. The number was either 250 or 450. It was one of the two.
I think it was 250, which is like, doing a little quick math, about 10% of them. That's a lot. 10% positive tests.
So what are we saying? They might not do this?
Hockey? No, I think that's, I think we're just, you know, looking at
going to be a lot of one-on-ones.
Yeah, lots of one-on-ones.
I thought, I was talking about the Blues repeating, and Jen's like, I saw the stats, and I thought she just like, meant, what, like, really? Their numbers, like, their chances. This is going to be good.
No, the stats on the percentage that have already tested positive for coronavirus. I mean, the thing is, if a lot of guys test positive, they've had it. So that's going to be interesting, too. You know, if you've already had coronavirus and you believe that the antibodies are going to protect you through the rest of the season, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I feel like I've said I don't know more in the last 3 months than I've ever said in my life.
I would agree with that. Kevin and I have actually been counting exactly. In here. And
all those phrases are apropos. I mean, if you... You know, we're hypothesizing here about what if there are more positive tests. So clearly we are in uncharted waters. We don't know what it's going to bring, but 26 is a pretty hefty number, and they haven't even really gotten together for anything other than small group workouts. So what's the future hold? We're going to find out. On the coronavirus-related front, some major leaguers are opting out. The first to do it was former Cardinal Mike Leake, now with Arizona. In the final year of a five-year, $80 million deal, he says he's going to skip the 2020 season. He was joined by defending champions during the day yesterday. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals also said, we're not going to play. And last night, wow. Ian Desmond of Colorado opted out for the 2020 season.
Wow. And they all have different reasons. Right, somebody in their life compromised or different, all kinds of different things. And right. Leake, I wonder. I mean, he's been in the game a while. I wonder if he'll. How old is he? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I think he's like early 30s, off the top of my head. Okay.
Wow. And yeah, more same deal as hockey. All these people are testing. Is there a point you think where enough ball players say I'm out that they pull the plug? And somebody was saying that. I know Mike Trout's wife is pregnant, so there's a chance that he would say, yeah, I'm not dealing with this. And what does that look like if Mike Trout sits out?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, Mike Leake is 32. But, yeah, those are all good points. I mean, what is the number that becomes critical mass if you get more guys and a bunch more guys saying, I'm going to opt out for 2020, where you don't really have enough quantity of players to proceed.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting point.
Because Trout goes, I think people who are even on the border are just going to be like, yeah, I'm also opting out. Jeez. My dog's been sad lately. I'm staying home. You know, like they'll come up with whatever.
You know, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of LeBron, The Decision.
Oh, remember God, that was show? So awful.
Well, here's the thing. There's a rumor that surfaced, perhaps, you know, related to the fact that the 10-year anniversary is coming up, that LeBron's first choice was not the Miami Heat. Rumor is LeBron wanted to sign with the New York Knicks.
Mm.
Until he had a meeting with the team that was a disaster. Reportedly, the Knicks winged it in the meeting.
Wow.
They came unprepared, and the owner even handed out copies of his CD.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Whose CD? The owner's CD?
The owner's CD, yeah.
What's his name?
He's a character. Dolan is his last name.
Something Dolan, yeah.
James Dolan.
And he plays in a band. He's got a lot of money. I know that's hard to believe, the owner of the Knicks. But, he buys like commercials on TV in New York for his band and stuff. It's wild.
Oh, that's funny.
So that meeting did not go well, and that pretty much was the death knell for LeBron signing with the Knicks. By the way, the Knicks have not had a winning record for 7 seasons. So what would have happened if LeBron had gone to New York?
But I understand he did keep the CD.
Yeah, he uses it as a coaster in his right. mansion.
Got him pumped up before games in Miami.
That's and, right.
You know, you saw what happened right. there. So,
a couple of Brooklyn Nets have tested positive for the coronavirus. Spencer Dinwiddie and DeAndre Jordan are out with the positive coronavirus tests. Shaq has come out with a new pizza in conjunction with Papa John's, where he's a member of the board. The Shaq-a-roni pizza features double the cheese and pepperoni, and it's cut into massive slices. $1 from each Shaq-a-roni will be donated to a variety of charities, and because Shaq cannot deliver them all himself, each pizza comes with a Snapchat AR experience. You point your phone at the pizza box for a special 3D surprise.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Shaq-a-roni.
Yeah, I love it. Cool.
That's great.
We end with an interesting article. We were talking about Dr. Dre and his net worth a little while ago. The net worth, I saw this, a very interesting article. At least the headline was, the net worth of every first overall NFL draft pick from 1970 to 2019. Oh. It's an interesting premise until you look at the article and 16, now remember, it says every pick. 16 of them are listed as unknown. Okay, so right
no.
there, a third yeah. of the list is kind of invalid.
Okay.
But let's look at some of the names you know. Terry Bradshaw's current net worth, $25 million. John Elway, who just had a birthday over the weekend, $145 million. But the caveat is he made a lot of money with car dealerships. In 98, 22 years ago, he had the option to buy 20% of the Denver Broncos for $36 million. That's what it would have cost him. Had he done it, that investment would be worth $500 million today.
Oh,
whoopsie. Man. Troy Aikman is worth $50 million. Bo Jackson, worth $16 million. Sam Bradford, remember him?
Yeah.
10
yeah.
years ago, mm-hmm. St. Louis Rams pick him number one overall. Not a stellar he's had a terrible NHL career.
Terrible.
But terrible. Not a stellar NFL career. He's worth $70 million. Wow. Orlando Pace. Wow.
Wait a minute, how is Sam Bradford worth so much more than Terry Bradshaw?
Because he's signed all these multi-year
yeah.
deals
mm-hmm.
that have worked out really yes. well for him.
But Bradshaw is a legend, and he's 25 mm-hmm. mil.
I know.
And Jessica Simpson, we've talked about, is 200 million.
I know.
I don't remember
some
her playing
single, though.
Some of
the numbers don't make sense. Orlando Pace, your St. Louis Rams number one pick, 1997, worth $30 million. Probably the saddest one on the list, 1980, Billy Sims, picked number one by the Detroit Lions, played for 5 years before a knee injury knocked him out, knocked out his career. He's worth only $100,000. That's it.
Whoa.
That's it. And the leader on the list.
How big Bradford got paid, man.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Right.
Over Orlando Pace, too?
Yeah, I mean, he's more than twice as much as Orlando Pace. The winner on the list at $200 million, any guesses?
Jessica Simpson.
Wait, I was going to say Brady, but I don't think Tom Brady was a top draft pick.
He was not.
If it's Johnny Manziel, I'm going to jump off.
It is not Johnny Manziel. It is Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah. Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Good for him.
All that golf money he just won, right?
Pizza money.
And he has Papa John's money, too.
Yep.
I mean, it's not Shaq-a-roni money, but it's still good.
Yeah, but as far as the 16 unknown people on the list of every draft pick and their net worth, yeah, good reporting there.
Thank you, Lance.
Sports
Stay on Y98. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Things we forget. There's the top list of things we forget, and I'm just gonna put this out there because you guys are gonna let me have it. I forgot during celebrity birthdays yesterday to wish my husband and my brother a happy birthday.
You did this last year.
Yeah.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yesterday was honestly both of their birthdays.
Yeah, and when he woke up in the morning, I wished him a happy birthday, but then we got around to celebrity birthdays, and I didn't wish
him. You didn't mention it all day.
No, not at all.
I know.
Happy belated birthday,
in fact,
Ryan.
You said something about what a boring day it was, how nothing important
no,
in your life,
I did not
and it wasn't
that.
The birthday of anyone that mattered
that.
To you.
That's not true.
You said that repeatedly. We thought it was weird. That's wild. Jen, you did the same thing last year.
Did I really?
Yeah. I'm fairly confident.
Wow.
We need to talk about this. Happy birthday, Ryan and Jen's brother.
And Greg, yes.
Greg.
I know. Both born on the same day. It's a little weird. I try not to think about it.
Are they the same age?
No.
Okay.
Ryan's younger than my brother.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Happy birthday, guys. Sorry. I'll make sure this doesn't happen next year. I'll make a note right now.
I had birthday presents and the whole thing. It's not like I completely forgot his birthday. By the way, I got him this thing called the Kudu. And it is a Bluetooth speaker, an outdoor light, and a cooler for your beer or wine all in one.
All right, let's do that again. It is a light, a speaker, and a cooler?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
It is pretty cool.
Kudu.
Kudu.
Spell that.
K-O-O-D-U-U. I forgot. Which should come as no surprise to you. But top things we forget. A significant other's birthday, not in the top 10.
Is it phone numbers? I mean, that's the thing. Thank God you got them in your phone now, because I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I even have trouble remembering mine.
That's not even there, I think, because you can just access it from your phone now. Forgetting where you put your phone is in the top 10, for sure. I forget it all the time. Forgetting where your keys are too.
Oh yeah.
Keys and phone. Mm-hmm. And actually, Apple, I just saw a story. Apple's going to have something where you pretty soon may be able to unlock your car using your phone.
Oh yeah.
Because you know you always have your phone with you, but you can't find your keys. Mm-hmm. Problem solved. Walking into a room and forgetting why you walked in there.
Oh yeah.
I do all the time.
I mean, I've been in here for an hour and a half, and I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Forgetting what you need at the grocery store?
Do you guys know?
Yeah.
Why I'm in here?
No.
Now that it's been brought up.
Forgetting what you need at the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
I think I get distracted by different things, and especially when I'm hungry.
I constantly, in this office, and now there's fewer people here, but I'll go to talk to somebody. Well, forget, there's one corner that right when I turn that corner, I forget who it is I'm talking to, but you can't turn around. You look like a lunatic. So I just keep going like with purpose, hoping it'll come to me. It never does.
What, the person's name?
No, just which person I'm going to talk to. I'll forget,
yeah.
But I'll keep walking so that I don't look like a moron to everybody else. And they're just like, this guy's always walking around. I'm like, I can't remember who I'm looking for.
Forgetting what day it is. This happens, I think, a lot now that we're in this, like, hazy, a lot of people working from home, everything kind of blurs together. I forgot what week it was. I didn't realize this was, like, 4th of July week.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like we're still in the middle of June.
Yeah.
Or we should be.
I still feel like we're in March, frankly.
Yeah. Right.
And the average American with 332 forgetful moments a year, just about six a week. Number one, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Where you parked your car.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. No, our passwords.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I feel I just have to I just have to reset them.
Yep, I do that all the time.
All the time.
Or you try to make them all the same, but they're all off by like a hashtag or a number.
Yeah.
you can't remember all the same, yeah. Kevin.
I just use Y98 for everything.
So the moral of the story is, happy birthday, Ryan. Here's Lance with traffic.
All right, we got problems in South County. We mentioned it last time.
Craigslist missed connections.
Hello. couple of quick traffic notes. 55 northbound after Carondelet, left lane still closed, accident. 70 westbound, Florissant Road, Cool Valley. Just the right lane open because of an accident. All right. Let's get to the good stuff. I'm always looking. I'm new in town, and I'm always looking for a good time. I may be a woman in her late 30s, but I can pass for early 20s. At least that's what I've been told on several occasions. So if you're down to hang out, go out, and then come back to my place, just respond, and we can go from there. Age, not an issue.
All right.
All right. I wonder who told her that she could pass for that much younger.
If you have a pulse,
yeah,
you're in. Casting
at
a
least
you're
in the running.
Yeah.
Missed connections.
There was a woman near my house that used to flash drivers as they went by. Didn't matter what car they were driving either. She really liked to show off for people in trucks, if I recall correctly. Even though she wasn't much to look at, still miss her.
Oh, great. Oh. And during Corona, not picky.
Nope.
Is that the whole post?
That's it?
That's it.
He's just that sharing his thoughts.
Exactly.
Sounds more like a tweet.
missed
connection. Maybe she sees that and she's like, oh, I did matter. And then she's back out.
Yeah.
It wasn't all for nothing.
Seeking a discreet lover.
No.
Looking for a lady friend that knows how to keep things on the down low. I'm a married man and don't want to arouse any suspicion at home. You'll also have to host because bringing you back to my place is not an option right now. I'm attractive, athletic, and able if you are.
Nah. If he drives by the right intersection, I'll see somebody.
Yeah, right.
Missed connections.
We need to have like a mixer for all these people, yeah. Right?
Maybe for this last person. Don't know. I was going to say guy. Don't know. Not sure. Could be guy, gal. None. Not enough info. But not a lot of words either. Quick and to the point. Body rub. I need a good massage. Let me know. I'm in the Chesterfield area and I can validate parking.
No! Craigslist missed
connections. The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on Y98.
Before you go. Louis Capaldi, his friends call him Louis Caps. He's on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Yesterday on the show, we played you a little bit of Drew Scott, one of the Property Brothers, singing.
I'm off the deep end.
I remember that's enough.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we need.
And, you know, obviously he's not known for his singing. So what I've kind of done is I've kind of created a little bit of a game today, and you guys can shout your name and see if you can guess these celebrities that really aren't known for their singing.
This comes because we said it was a mystery artist, and Tim mistakenly assumed that it was a game and we were going to have more than one mystery artist, and he was very angry that it was just Drew Scott.
I don't know if I was angry. Bewildered,
annoyed.
Perhaps.
Maybe. Questioning everything. So here's the game.
All right, here we go, guys. So just when you think you know, shout your name or just shout out the celebrity. Here's your first singer who's not really known for their singing.
After all of my running, I'm finally coming. Oh, 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 the world tried to break me. I found a road to take me. Oh, oh, ain't nothing but a blue sky now.
Sounds like a country singer.
We're going to need a hint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it from that movie?
It is from a movie about
Country Strong.
Yes.
I can't remember who's in it.
Country song.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's it.
Is it Paltrow?
That's Gwyneth Paltrow.
God.
Oh, nice job, Lance.
Mm-hmm. I block her out sometimes.
It did sound a little goopy, so.
It did.
All right, here's your second singer who's really not known for their singing.
How long must you take? I was set for that mistake, but right. You moved.
We're going to need a clue.
If it was much worse, they would definitely be known for their singing.
I'm trying to think of a good clue here. He's got a big film set to be released this summer.
Oh, is it? I don't think he's got a big film that I know of. Hawkeye?
No, it is not Jeremy Renner. He's also got a big part he's set to play in a couple of years.
As does every actor. Yeah.
I think I do too. Yeah, right. Is it me? Was that me?
A very big superhero.
Superhero. Henry Cavill.
No.
A big part.
But in that universe.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
It's Robert Pattinson. That's right. Oh. Tenet was the movie that's coming up. Yeah.
Man, this is like lots of people I don't like trying to sing.
I didn't think we felt yesterday.
All right.
I know. That's why I did it. Because Lance doesn't love the Property Brothers. All right. Next mystery artist.
You don't think there's lots for us to talk about.
Scarlett Johansson.
That's it.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
I knew she was like known for her singing.
Nice.
I was just guessing.
All right.
Good guess.
All right, here's your next mystery artist.
Would love this swirling sky, but there's only you and I.
Seth MacFarlane.
And we've got no shot. This could never be.
Oh, I know.
We're ready.
It sounds like Ryan Gosling.
It is Ryan Gosling.
Was that
Gosling.
From La La Land?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw it.
All right, here's your next mystery artist.
I feel like you could hear the person in the bathroom better than the singer.
Is that from a movie or is it a legit, like...
It's a legit thing off of an Instagram post.
Okay. I don't know.
She's got a very famous mom.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No. Again. No. She's...
Kate Hudson.
That's it. Yes. Very good. Oh. Very good.
Man, your second least favorite person. Yeah,
I really do not care for her. She can sing. That sounded pretty good.
Yeah. She's had some nice bends in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. See if you can
real good bends. Real good bends.
Here's your next mystery artist.
Hop a fly to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. I'm taking a greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
He's got a good voice.
He does.
You should see him shoot an arrow. It is.
Really?
Yeah. All right, a couple more for you. Artists that really aren't, or actors and actresses who really aren't really known for their singing, but can sing. Here we go.
No one leaves for good. You are not alone. No one is alone.
Now that actress has been doing more singing lately.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Again, these are very generic.
In fact, yesterday she sang in the shower and in the car for a little bit. Is she young?
Young-ish. Okay. I would say that.
Not that Haley Steinfeld?
No. She's English and married to an American.
Nicole Kidman. No, she's Australian.
And no, she's married to an Australian, too.
Married to an American from Boston.
She lives in America.
This guy is from Boston. Who?
Oh, Emily Blunt.
That's it.
Nice.
Oh, play it again. Play it again.
No really good. One leaves for good. You are not alone.
Oh, now I hear it. Yeah, yeah.
Wanting.
No one is alone.
Emily Blunt, and the clue he gave was she's been singing more lately.
Well, she has been. She did the Mary Poppins Returns. She did the My Little Pony movie. I'm trying to be vague.
She took over for Julie Andrews, the famous beloved movie.
All right, just a few more. Here we go. See if you can guess this mystery singer.
This has turned into a new game.
JGL.
JGL is correct. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I love JGL.
JGL.
Right. I was going to say, I think his 500 Days of Summer co-star did that song too.
I've got two more for you. All right, see if you can guess this. See if you can guess this mystery
this
singer.
Person has been singing more lately.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wounded.
Tom Cruise
dead or alive.
Rock of Ages.
It sounded a little Rock of Ages. It sounded a little Broadway-ish.
I do a mean version of that.
You do?
I could probably find it on my laptop. We should have put me in here.
We should have.
Really?
But I thought that was me for a second.
All right. But here's your final mystery singer.
But I thought I'd ask you just the same.
Siri, let's have a Chinese phone.
Zoe Deschanel.
Well played. There
that
you go.
That was very telepathic in that way.
I really enjoyed that.
Except for the Zoe Deschanel part and the Kate Hudson part and the Gwyneth Paltrow part.
Hey.
Hey, Lance. I'm quirky. How's traffic?
Some parts of town really having to deal with the rain. Just looking out on 370.
He's a terribly unsafe driver, and we should all learn from that song. You should only drive with your eyes open and your seatbelt on. Keep that in mind. Don't do as Sam Hunt does. This is Y98. You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
We've been talking a lot about safety during this time of corona. A couple coronavirus stories, including what pediatricians are saying about school. I feel like it comes up, every parent I talk to, it comes up. Like, no one knows what's happening. It's all speculation, but we can't stop talking about it. But the coronavirus treatment drug Remdesivir, which is being produced by Gilead Sciences, there's a story that came out that even with people who have health insurance, this coronavirus treatment drug will cost over $3,000. And Gilead will make all the profit on the drug, even though it was developed with at least $70 million in taxpayer money.
What?
I feel like with this story coming out, maybe that will change a little bit. In terms of people, you know, people are starting to go back to work. Some people I know aren't going back. They're not even talking about going back until next year. But 1 in 14 people, which is one too many, say they still would go into work even if they had clear-cut coronavirus symptoms.
What?
And here's why. They'd feel guilty having someone else do their work. They feel like they have too much to do. Gotta love those people. And they want to be seen as a hard worker.
Man.
Who went into work knowing they had coronavirus symptoms.
Wow.
1 in 14.
I mean, so that's an issue.
Yeah.
If that doesn't give you pause and just remind you, people are like, oh, you can't make me wear a mask. Well, guess what? There are people that are out and about that know they have coronavirus symptoms and apparently don't care. So yeah. Wear a mask and protect yourself.
Yeah. Even if you've got anything contagious, you shouldn't come into work because it'll get other people sick,
right.
Which will affect the overall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and yeah. That's
You think there's a little misery loves company in that, too, to where it's like, well, if I'm sick and I make everybody else sick, then we all are sick.
No,
then I don't have to worry about my job.
People, there's like self-importance where people just think they're so important they can't miss a day of work. And I don't think that's true. I mean, if you're sick, go home. Sorry, you can miss a day of work. That's maybe our work culture that needs to change. Like, yeah, you're going to be behind on some stuff, but you're also going to keep everybody healthy. So stay home. But speaking of staying home or going in, the American Academy of Pediatrics released some guidance regarding school in the fall, and it's very interesting. They have come out strongly in favor of bringing kids back into the classroom this fall.
Hmm.
They say that schools should consider the goal of having students physically present at school. They say schools are fundamental to a child's development and well-being. They say there's mounting evidence that transmission of the coronavirus by young children is uncommon. They're less likely to contract it in the first place, which is what was initially believed. And pediatricians say remote learning, social isolation happens, learning loss, and that can, the social isolation can bring on emotional and health issues. They say that those, they say black and brown children are impacted more by that, as well as low-income children and those with learning disabilities. And then they offer some guidelines to schools on how to go back to school, how to do this. They say it's probably not practical for children younger than middle school to wear masks, but they should maybe try. And they talk about how to distance within the classrooms. But American Academy of Pediatrics is urging schools to try and figure out a plan to make it happen in the fall.
Science.
That's KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis is powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. This is...
It is just past 8:05. It is time for Food Stuffs with me, Tim Convy. Food Stuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All four locations have dining rooms open. They've got patio space at all of them, and they're doing the curbside pickup as well as delivery. So get on board for that. We're also going on Instagram Live right now at the Wake Up Y98. And get on there. Check us out. And hear stories like these. All right, there's a lot of new products I want to talk about, but we're going to start it with this. How about this? So Guinness Beer, not selling what they used to. They've had a bunch of stuff sent back, but they're using it. They're sending it to Christmas tree farms all over and using the Guinness Beer to fertilize Christmas trees. Anyone
really?
Interested in that? Is Jen on?
Yeah.
Can I dress up as a Christmas tree?
Yes.
Yes, you may. Jen's having mic issues. Lance is going to dress up as a Christmas tree so that we douse him in Guinness beer.
Little goes a long way with Guinness. It is so potent. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not a beer you can just chug. At least, I'm sure there's probably somebody who can. I can't.
Once said it's so thick, it's just like a meal before not eating dinner and getting really drunk on Guinness. I didn't know that beer was good for plants. Who knew?
Well, supposedly Guinness is good for people because it's got a lot of nutrients. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. That used to be a marketing thing they did back in the day, where it's like, hey, if you drink a pint of Guinness today, you'll be healthy. And I know people who adhere to that guidance, air quotes, and say, yeah, I drink a Guinness a day and I'm super healthy.
It's ruined their lives that they've adhered to that guidance.
Right.
I know people like that too. All right, let's see some new products. Pillsbury has a new cookie dough with Oreo pieces mixed in.
Ooh.
And it looks really good. It looks like the classic Pillsbury sugar cookie dough that is then stuffed with pieces of Oreo. I mean, you put pieces of Oreo on anything and I am on board.
Yep.
That's my ice cream. I'm a cookies and cream guy all day long. Super into this. And if you guys remember, Pillsbury, we talked about this, every cookie dough in the whole Pillsbury line, edible before you cook it.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right.
Because a lot, yeah. You can't, you know, it has to do with eggs and all that business. Yeah. But now, yeah, you can eat all the Pillsbury stuff, including this one.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Up next, how about this? The new Rice Krispies cereal.
Tell me more.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, that's going to make for some good Rice Krispie treats.
Mm-hmm. All the which you can buy, by the way. Those are already out, but this is the first time we're seeing this special edition of the actual cereal. It basically just looks like regular old Rice Krispies, but just little pieces, little specks of cookie, little Oreo business.
Mm.
Not actual Oreo. You know how that works.
I like the Oreo business.
And the box looks cool. I got to say, Snap, Crackle, and Pop look like they've had makeovers. They look a little different than I remember.
Really?
They look,
just like
Toucan Sam.
Not quite that drastic, but they look less elvish. They look more like people with pointy ears.
Let me look here.
We'll do some research on that. I don't know if anyone has thoughts. Text us 314-531-9898.
My kids have way more Rice Krispie treats than actual Rice Krispies. Oh, yeah, they've definitely had a facelift.
The difference?
Yeah.
From especially Crackle, right? Like he skin was crackling, so they were like, we need to. Mm-hmm. Pop was like, we should do it.
Dermaplaning, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Snap was like, sure. I know a guy in Santa Monica.
My kids have way more Rice Krispie treats than they have Rice Krispies. So when we're out I don't really buy Rice Krispies unless I'm making Rice Krispie treats. So when they put them in the bowl like a year ago, they were like, what? These make noise? And I realized I like failed as a mom.
Yeah.
Because I lived on those things. Man. All right.
It took you a long time to realize.
Just beating myself up.
Yeah.
Continue.
I got to say, though.
This isn't Jen's therapy session. This is food stuff.
Homemade Rice Krispie treats. The store-bought Rice Krispie treats are disgusting. I was going to say it blows it out of the water.
Right.
The homemade ones, you got to go homemade. Like there's almost no reason to buy store-bought Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. My friend's mom makes the most ridiculous off-the-chain Rice Krispie treats. Secret? Doubles the butter.
Makes sense.
Doubles
I'm all
the
for
butter.
It. I'm saying just don't buy the ones in stores. They're gross. Make them yourself. They're really easy to make.
Yeah. I just got some Fruity Pebbles treats from Prioritized Pastries in St. Louis, and they were good.
And finally, I'd like to close with this new product. This is a very interesting story, so follow me here. In 2004, Kellogg's in Korea decided to hold a contest, a cute little promotional contest online. It was an election to decide the president of Chex, right? So there are two different candidates. One was the delicious chocolate Checky, and the other was a hideously green Chaka. Checky and Chaka. Those were the two made-up things for this thing in Korea, right? Checky said that if they won, they would find a way to add even more chocolate to chocolate Chex. While Chaka promised to imbue the cereal with stinky green onions. Green onion Chex. So at Kellogg's, they're like, well, yeah, kids are going to get excited about chocolate. They hate onions, everybody knows that,
right.
Especially when it comes to the Chex Mix. So clearly, it's going to be a landslide. We're going to add more chocolate. It's a big promotional campaign. We can't lose, right? That's what Chex Korea thought. Guess what? People on the internet are jerks. And when they have the opportunity to throw something off, they take it. We've seen it with different, you know, public landmarks that have been named. That's how we got, what was it? Boat face, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So the people got involved and they voted for the Checky, the green onion Chex thing.
Yeah.
Well, Kellogg's in Korea watched in horror as this happened. But regardless, they made it right. They deleted over 42,000 votes for, quote, security reasons.
Oh, yeah.
They rigged the election.
They sure did. And people were upset. So the chocolate Checky became the winner. They came out with chocolate Chex. And again, this was 16 years ago. People were angry. Many claimed voter fraud. And the internet has been like, whatever happened to Chaka? This is crazy. People put in work to get it. Now, 16 years later, justice is finally being served across South Korea's cereal aisles. The Korea Herald, which is the only source I go to when it comes to South Korean news, reports that June 17th, Kellogg's Korea, they put it out. It's coming out. You're getting green onion Chex over in Korea.
Well, and guess what? For Chex Mix, that probably, takes it to the next level.
Yeah, it's probably not that bad.
May not be.
I'm curious. I'm real curious. I wouldn't eat it in milk, but I would eat it in some Chex Mix.
I'm dying to hear how this actually sounds, but we're not going to see it here in the United States. It's only over in Korea. But may I? I'll call somebody.
To all our South Korean listeners, can you please mail a box of Chucky?
Chaka looks, if you look at the two different boxes, maybe we'll post a picture. Chaka looks like he's a way better time than Chucky, the chocolate guy. Anyway, green onion checks. Well, isn't that a crazy story?
Yeah.
16 years ago, and now finally justice is served over in Korea. That is Foodstuffs. We're all about delicious food and delicious justice. If you missed anything, check out the podcast, y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Foodstuffs!
Right now, Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
Rain and wet roads really making an impact along the 70 corridor. The crash we did have, 70 westbound after Florissant Road and the Cool Valley.
Dua Lipa on Y98. It is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. And man, it is pouring. Pouring.
I'm watching a woman outside pay the parking meter, and it's one of those that's like a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
And she is just drenched, and I feel terrible about it.
I would just say forget it and pay the parking ticket.
I agree. And you're also betting that maybe they won't want to get off the car to write me a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they're writing. Don't you think a ticket would disintegrate in this rain?
I don't know about disintegrate, but something.
Yeah, something.
It's worth the risk.
Have they resumed writing tickets in the city?
They stopped writing tickets?
There was parking ticket amnesty for a while.
Really? Because of coronavirus?
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't want people touching your car?
Just in the city?
I do believe that is true. Yeah,
man.
Checking it out right now.
I have been paying a fortune.
I feel even worse for that woman now if that's the deal.
They might have started back up.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like they... Well, would they have turned the meters off then? Because I was at Central West End and the meters were on. I don't know. A few things on my mind. Number one, our award from the Missouri Broadcasters Association showed up this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And it looks good. I'm the only one referenced on here, which I feel bad about. It says Air Talent. No, it doesn't say the name of the show. It doesn't say our names. It says...
but it was for the show. That seems weird.
Oh, yeah. It says Air Talent Morning Drive. That's us. Morning Drive, from what I understand. KYKY-FM. That is us. Broadcasting Excellence. First place for Morning Drive. It's a big deal. This thing looks cool.
But doesn't have the show name on it. That seems odd.
It doesn't. That's okay, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
I looked at some of the other ones that, you know, other stations have earned, and some of them have the show names, but some of them just say things like social media star or air talent or whatever. But this is a big deal. We'll have to come up with somewhere good to put it, and we appreciate all your guys' support, and thanks to the Missouri Broadcasters Association for listening.
I think we should place that one right next to KMOX's, like, 572 Missouri Broadcasters Awards.
Yeah, but we should, like, paint this one.
Yeah, right.
So they that it stands out.
They have a whole wall. Like, there's one wall that's completely just covered with awards, and we should just put ours right next to it.
I agree. I agree with that. A couple other things on my mind. Kevin, not too long ago, we got a call from, was it a Luann?
Yes, Luann.
Who reported something in traffic that Lance then reported, and you said to her, what's your name so that I can deputize you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Anybody who has a traffic report becomes a deputy for Lance. They get deputized.
Oh, love
it. A deputy badge, figurative. Yes.
That's great. I love that. Something else on my mind. We've talked about this a lot, that all these companies, including ours, are encouraging people to take days off sooner than later so that fourth quarter, everybody isn't just gone all the time. Lots of companies doing that. We're trying to take ours here and there. We're trying to line up some of ours. It makes it easier for the show and all this. I was off last Monday, I guess. Jen was off on
Friday.
On Friday. And just to let you guys know the difference of things around here, Tim takes a day off and it's like, oh, Tim's not there, no big deal. Jen takes a day off, and it's, who can we get to fill in for Jen? Tim's gone, and it's like, yeah, that's fine. He just won't be there. It's okay. Jen is taking one day off, and it's like, is Oprah available? We're going to need somebody. Somebody big. And every time I'm like, guys, I'm going to take off Wednesday. Yeah. Like, the, as if there's going to be some sort of conversation. No, it's always just like, okay, have fun. See you later.
By the way, Oprah was not available.
Oprah was not available.
No, she's still quarantining
We've
in Santa Barbara.
We've made some other calls. Yeah, Savannah from the Today Show is on the list. Gail King, Barbara Walters might come in. It's we're going to have to come up with something.
That is not me, by the way. That is not me saying I need someone to fill in for me.
Just, you know, it's conversations around here.
I know.
I left for 2 weeks to go to Australia, and nothing happened. Nope. It was like, ah, oh, we got this. I'm like, guys, I'm going to be gone for two. Ah, we'll be okay. We got this. Hey, Jen has to leave at 9 o'clock. Oh, my God. Who's available? And those are things on my mind.
All right. Entertainment Schmig is up next. The loss of a legend.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. We start the Schmig on a sad note. Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98. He died last night at his home in Beverly Hills. His family was with him when he passed. Carl Reiner, just one of the greats. If you don't know a lot about him, he was a producer, he was a director, he was an actor, Grammy winner. He won 9 Emmys over 7 decades, and he has more than 400 credits. He created and starred in the Dick Van Dyke Show. He also cast a new actress to play Dick's wife, Mary Tyler Moore. He made a best-selling album with Mel Brooks, 2,000 Years with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks.
Yeah, they did a bit called The 2,000-Year-Old Man. Here's a little clip of it.
In other words, you're afraid to fly in an airplane.
On the nosy.
Yeah, I see, but why?
Because if the good Lord meant men to fly, he would have given them tickets, right?
He directed Oh God with George Burns, The Jerk with Steve Martin, worked on a bunch of movies with Steve Martin. Directed Summer Rental with John Candy, Summer School with Mark Harmon, tons of TV shows too, and I would be remiss, he was in Toy Story 4. Kevin always goes to the animated film that someone started.
Yeah, he played Carl Rhinoceros.
love it.
And he was in Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13.
Yeah. Big Twitter user, too. In fact, he was tweeting yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
And I think he and Mel Brooks met every day for lunch.
That's true.
You know, even during the pandemic, they had Zoom meetings.
Wow.
Man. Yeah, 98 years old.
What a great run.
Yeah.
Man, what a body of work, too.
I know. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The cast reunited as part of Josh Gad's Together Apart series that he's been doing on YouTube. You had Matthew Broderick. Let me tell you who's aged the best out of that cast. Alan Ruck, who plays Cameron. He's good. He's looking good he looks like a distinguished gentleman.
Still got it.
Yeah.
He does. He's still got it for sure. Mia Sara was there. Jennifer Grey was there. The parents. And then they did a little trivia with someone who's apparently the biggest Ferris Bueller fan, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
By the way, his quarantine haircut's got to go. I'm just saying that. and then at the end, they paid tribute. If you watch this Together Apart, at the very end of the YouTube video, you can see a tribute to late director John Hughes, where all of these stars come together. They play the beginning clip of one of the famous John Hughes movies, and then the actor current day like finishes the line. So Chevy Chase does a line from Vacation, Molly Ringwald does a line from 16 Candles, Catherine O'Hara does a line from Home Alone. So that's kind of a cool tribute to John Hughes. Don't watch it around the kids. They found every line from a John Hughes film that has a bomb in it. So just on that. I learned that the hard way this morning. Russell Crowe talking to James Corden on The Late Late Show. And he, Corden asked him to share a prized possession that audiences wouldn't typically get to see since, you know, they're broadcast, they're like talking to each other from home. So Russell Crowe raised something that he got at an auction, the Grammy Award given to Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Roy Orbison for their Class of 55 album.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
That's really cool.
And then he talked about, like, this even more amazing story that he has. So he and Ed Sheeran are friends, and Ed has visited him a few times. And when Ed found the Grammy of Johnny Cash's Grammy, he's like, you know what we do with Grammys. And Ed Sheeran poured Jack Daniels into the Grammy, and they started doing shots out of it.
Wow. I didn't realize it could hold stuff.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out. I think maybe the statue has changed a little bit.
Are you sure he didn't take shots out of his cargo shorts? That makes more sense.
He knows that he'd get way too drunk that way.
Yeah.
Those pockets are large.
Deep pockets.
Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular. Still going down on NBC. Black Eyed Peas, John Legend, Killers, Lady A, Tim McGraw, and Brad Paisley all performing. This is interesting, though. So things have changed a little bit during COVID-19, and a press release says the show has been reimagined as a series of neighborhood shows beginning in June and culminating on July 4th. The displays will launch unannounced on select evenings at one or two locations. So they're like clearly not telling people where the fireworks are in advance. So what? So they don't gather? They don't want people getting close together watching these fireworks? But how is that if the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular just starts going off in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
insane. Did it already happen? Did one already happen? Somebody posted.
So yeah, they said
thunder overnight.
They said beginning in June. They said beginning in June. So
yeah,
like
because a friend posted from Brooklyn last night.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So there was one just randomly in Brooklyn. And it's not like your neighbor's shooting off fireworks. This is like the Macy's fireworks spectacular all of a sudden happening in Brooklyn and you're trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
Weird.
Which then I think leads to people going out in the street and gathering and producing the exact consequence you didn't want happening.
Yeah.
Which is people gathering together to figure out what the heck is going on. There you go. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at 198.com. And right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Thanks again to Luann for the update.
Foster the People on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Right now it's celebrity birthday time. Let's see what famous people were born today, June 30th. We'll start off with a guy who you know very well from Full Metal Jacket as Private Pyle, and then he went on to become Detective Gorin in Law & Order Criminal Intent. But I also love him as the Kingpin on the Netflix Daredevil series. How old is Vincent D'Onofrio?
Offering you the opportunity to confront the man implicated in the deaths of your family. Yes, I benefit from your actions. If for some reason my involvement diminishes your passion for answers, for revenge, well, that's your choice.
Say his name again.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Isn't it just D'Onofrio?
D'Onofrio?
Yeah.
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio.
Give him a little bit more. Also, Men in Black, I think of him.
Oh, that's right.
Tons of stuff.
Oh, yeah, Jurassic
Adventures
World.
In babysitting, wasn't he in
yes!
that?
Yes!
What? Who is it? Oh, he was the
Thor.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the garage.
Yes.
Crazy. He's a tough one.
Yep.
51.
Yeah, 58.
I think that's a good guess. 59.
61.
Wow. Yeah. D'Onofrio.
Looking
D'Onofrio.
Good.
D'Onofrio. From serious to comedy, how old is In Living Color superstar David Alan Greer?
Have you bothered to thank you? So no, it's great to be here in prison. But that's because I get to go home. Yeah, I got to say, in a way, I admire all y'all young men for sticking it out in here. Matter of fact, I wrote a song about it. Like to hear it here go.
I think he's maybe around the same. 63.
67. What'd you say, Tim? 67?
Yeah, you should go in the middle.
68?
64. Now let's look at some sports superstars who were born on this day. We'll look at the greatest of all time, the most decorated Olympian of all time, 28 Olympic medals, 23 of them gold. How old is Michael Phelps?
He gets it done again!
Man, if you would have just played a splash like him diving into the pool, I would have been so impressed with you.
35
is correct.
Nice.
Yeah,
nicely
helps.
Done.
And finally, maybe you enjoyed his role in The Hangover. Maybe you owned his video game for Nintendo. How old is Mike Tyson?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Of course, my guy.
Hold on. But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
52?
Fifty-four
is correct. Nice. There you go.
And so, he wants the box again, right?
Yeah. And he was always in phenomenal shape, so he's even in more phenomenal shape.
Is he?
No, more phenomenal shape? I don't think so.
Phenomenalist?
Than when he was 25? Mike Tyson?
I wouldn't go in the ring.
Well, no, but that doesn't mean he's in better shape now than he was when he was 25.
He's still got it.
He's aged very, very well.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin. Lance Hildebrand with a look at your traffic.
And the busiest report of the rush hour at the very end. Weather is an issue. We've got standing one.
Y98 with a wake up at 9:06.
Friend of the show, Greg Warren, one of the best comedians out there who's from right here in St. Louis, has a new comedy special out today. It's on Amazon. If you got Amazon Prime, you can watch it absolutely for free. It was shot was it this year or last year? It all blends together. I think it was this year. At the Wildy Theater over in Edwardsville, Illinois. It was a great time. I got to open up the show, and the special is out now. And if you haven't heard us talk about it before, this whole special, for the most part, is about farming. Greg had some interesting encounters with farmers and went to farms. We went to my cousin's farm in Louisiana, Missouri, and spent a day there Greg could you know, pick things up, learn things, and write jokes. And it's really, whether you're into farming or you know nothing about farming, it is hilarious. He is one of the best doing it, and this special is out now. And here's a taste.
If I didn't do my chores, I got grounded. If a farm kid doesn't do his chores, the bank forecloses on the family's farm. The stakes are high over there, man. It's very easy to remember because field corn is grown in a field, whereas sweet corn is grown in a field. So you can see, I'm not going to stand up here and brag you guys about how much money I make, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever, okay? Like, I walked by a construction site the other day. I heard 37 swear words in under a minute. I was like, that is going to be a sturdy building.
It's called Where the Field Corn Grows. It's real, real funny. It's on Amazon right now. And it's cool. At the end in the credits, you get to see, they talk to a bunch of local people from the area. You get to see the Wildy Theater in all its glory. And again, if you have Amazon Prime, it's free. I'm going to just really quick, my favorite part of the special. I can get the mic down here. Let's see here. Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that?
Sounded, yeah.
Very well done.
Heck, I mean, if that doesn't set the tone for a great comedy special, I mean, what an introduction that was. Get
Tim's
it on Amazon.
I'm just
going to
keep playing his introduction of Greg on loop all day today.
It's pretty strong. Get it on Amazon today, the new Greg Warren comedy special.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98 is brought to you by Pedal the Cause. Register now to ride your bike, run, walk, or do whatever inspires you to.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.